I remember that she was ill for a long time, and she was in the downstairs in the living room and back there, and in bed. And I don't remember how long, but it seemed like an awfully long time.
Is this when you were kids, or?
Winter.
Yeah.
I'd say at least a winter. I'd say 3 or 4 months anyway.
Yeah.
Aunt Madge and your mother would take her for 6 months at a time, I believe. They would trade off.
This is when?
When she was elderly, and so... But there at the last, she stayed. She didn't want to go to Montana anymore.
She had some relatives in California that I'm not familiar with. Their name were Balfours.
Balfours?
And she went and spent a trip down with the Balfours. She went to California. I don't even know how she went there. I assume it was a bus, but I don't know.
Maybe the train.
Maybe a train. I have no idea.
I didn't remember or know that at all, but when I looked through her... the diary, in there it said something about going to California and visiting the Balfours.
Yeah, and she brought back a picture sitting on an alligator.
She was sitting on an alligator?
Yeah, they took her to a zoo or something, and the shows were sitting there on an alligator. Scariest thing she ever did. Sitting on the back of an alligator.
We also had some seashells that we had in that little... library in the main room, and I presume she brought them back from California.
The seashells, I don't remember where they come from.
I didn't either. I just presumed that when I read about her going to California.
Yeah. I remember holding the seashell up to your ears in the ocean.
Yeah. Now, did she ever talk about Norway at all with you? About life in Norway or anything?
I don't recall anything.
Very little. I can't recall anything to talk about. Occasionally, you'd go through an hour. You actually had some pictures of a store and some pictures of a mountainous area, trees and the ocean, the fjord. And she talked like they had the store. It seemed like it was a clothing store. Maybe not, I don't remember. She talked about that. And then she'd talk about, very briefly, you know, this is the store that Dad ran or had or something. And then she had this summer place that was by the ocean.
So could this be about from her brother?
Yeah, it could be.
Because her brother Martin had a summer place, and he had a business.
It could have been about Martin.
And pictures.
It seemed like I was very young. I was probably 8 or 9 or less. But I remember there was this picture of this storefront, and then there was a picture of the kind of a wooded area and part of the ocean or sea lake or whatever it was, water anyway. And she said this is our summer place.
So I have a picture.
Other than that, I don't.
Okay.
The only thing I remember was Rita Rita Runka on her leg when she played the horses.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
Talk for Martin.
Yeah.
Talk for Martin.
Dad get through eating the meal. And go to the Bacchus, they go to the Gary.
Yeah.
Ride to town and come back, and he had to come back or something.
But they didn't speak Norwegian at all.
She lost the ability to even read it. She couldn't read it. When I was aware of it, she had an extremely hard of hearing period. I remember, I had read a section of a diary once, and it was in about 36, 34, in the mid 30s anyway. And she said that the family was in talking and discussing things they were doing. And she says, how I wish I could know what they were talking about or what they were doing, what they were planning. She says, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So her hearing was a real problem. Yeah, interesting. And she had her hearing aid, and she had the batteries, and I think she got the word grips pretty good, because it seemed like I didn't have any problem conversing with her, did you?
I don't remember any real problem.
Yeah. But I can remember pounding on her chest once in a while, or going into town having my new batteries. And they were big, long batteries. The only thing I remember is reading that in her diary where she said she couldn't understand what they were talking. It would be nice if she had. I get the impression that it was probably about the time Ethan died or something, I would guess, because it seemed like she talked about, she said that Donnie and somebody else were talking in the room there, and she couldn't understand what they were planning or doing and so forth. And he felt kind of left out of the decision.
Maybe it was before she had her hearing aids then, huh?
I don't know. Whether she had them then or not, I don't know. But that's the only reference in skimming through the diary. Her diary, she kept a diary.
So I have them.
You have
them. I have them.
Okay.
And I've been, Joan has volunteered to transcribe them in the computer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it was pretty mundane things, raining or
yeah.
Temperature, cold, not really that it was 68 mm-hmm. degrees, that it was cold or wet or going to town.
Yeah, her kitchen.
Nothing, anything what they bought or what the clothes are done with, and there's no prices or anything to get any comparison with, or things that I noticed. So I never read a page for page.